you like Burns and Allen, you want to stay tuned, because we're going to be putting an old Burns and Allen routine on the turn table there. Let's see, we have a group called Skiles and Henderson. We'll be playing something very soon, Walt Disney's Silly Songs about Bill Grogan's Goat. Harry's going to be in, of course, and he's up to something. He likes Jell-O or something, I think that's what he's told me. Well, business as usual here on Knock on Wood. I'm your pal, Steve Charney. What's your name? Come on, yell it out. Yell it out. Come on, what's your name? Ooh, yeah, I like that name. I like that name. That's a great name. Yeah, good. Okay, are we ready? Everybody set? Everybody ready? Everybody cool? Good. Okay, then let's do it, shall we? Bill Grogan's Goat.
Bill Grogan's goat,
Bill Grogan's goat,
was feeling fine,
was feeling fine,
ate three red shirts,
ate three red shirts,
right off the line,
right off the line.
Bill gave that goat,
Bill gave that goat,
a great big smack,
a great big smack,
and tied him to,
and tied him to,
the railroad track,
the railroad track.
A fast express,
a fast express,
was drawing nigh. Bill Grogan's goat
was doomed to die.
He gave three bleeds
of mortal pain,
coughed up the shirts,
and flagged the train.
Yeah, sure. That's an oldie.
It's an oldie. Goes back many years.
All right, Harry's here.
Steve, I love Jell-O.
Ah, so I was right. You do love Jell-O.
No, you don't understand. I really love Jell-O. I mean, I'm a Jell-O fiend. I could eat Jell-O all day long. I can never get enough of Jell-O.
Yes, I heard you the first time.
Jell-O, 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 Jell-O. What's for dessert tonight?
Prunes.
You know, you really know how to kill a mood.
I'm sorry, you've been eating nothing but Jell-O for a week. Well, I'm sick of it. Peanut butter and Jell-O. Grilled Jell-O on whole wheat. Fried Jell-O. Jell-O stew. Jell-O Benedict. A Jell-O omelet. Jell-O sandwiches. Can't you see I'm sick and tired of watching you eat Jell-O?
I like Jell-O.
Well, tonight we're having liver.
Can I put some Jell-O on it?
I'll put Jell-O on you, buddy.
Would you? Huh?
I was joking.
Well, I wasn't. Dump a whole vat of strawberry Jell-O right on my head. Come on, be a pal, Steve. Be a pal.
I was kidding.
Or make me a bath of Jell-O. It shouldn't be hard. Just fill the tub up halfway with boiling water, dump 30 boxes of lemon Jell-O in, mix for 2 minutes, and then fill the rest of the tub up with cold water. We'll turn off the heat, let it set, and voila! A tub of Jell-O. I'll dive right in.
You gotta stop this obsession you have with Jell-O.
I'm working on a new flavor, Steve. Peanut butter Jell-O. Don't you think that would go over big? I mean, the Jell-O companies haven't even touched the surface. What do they got? Strawberry, lemon, cherry, lime. Come on, they can do better than that. Caramel Jell-O, butterscotch Jell-O, rum raisin, pistachio. Ben and Jerry's did it. Why not Jell-O?
Stop with the Jell-O.
Did you ever see my collection of Jell-O molds?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, I have it right here, Steve. Say, I think I might use this one tonight.
Michelangelo's David?
Sure. You pour the Jell-O into this mold, and when it hardens, you have a sculpture of David. Well, of course, he doesn't have any clothes on, so you have to cover him up with apple slices.
How about orange slices?
Steve, oranges are translucent. You'll be able to see right through them. The man has no clothes on, for Pete's sake. What's happened to common decency?
I'm sorry. What other molds do you have?
I got mold right here on my leg. I think it's wood rot.
I'm not talking about that kind of mold. The Jell-O mold.
Jell-O doesn't get mold. That's why I like it so much.
Will you just show me that pan, please?
Yes. This one is in the shape of a frisbee. You pour the Jell-O in, stick it in the fridge, an hour later, you have a Jell-O frisbee.
Don't tell me you fling it. Please, please don't tell me that.
I often... No, don't tell me. I like to...
No, I'm serious. I don't want to know that you go out and play Jell-O frisbee with your friends.
If you just let me...
Are you going to tell me what I don't want to hear?
Of course not.
Okay, good. Now, you have this Jell-O frisbee.
And me and my friends go outside, and we toss it to each other. You said you weren't going to say that! I couldn't help myself!
Folks, we're proud and pleased and privileged to have with us in our studio audience tonight one of the foremost designers of racing outboard motors in the United States. He's with us on our stage tonight. Let's give him a big round of applause. Here he is, Sparky Plugs.
Yeah!
there. Well, hi there, Sparky. How are you tonight?
How are you?
Well, I'm all right. How are you?
You know, I'm just fine.
Well, you're really hung up on racing.
Oh, I don't know.
Sparky, how long have you been here in California?
About a week.
And you're going to demonstrate this this outboard motor you've designed. Is that not correct?
No.
What are you going to do?
Let's go.
Come on, the outboard motor. It's important.
All right.
Here it comes. Sparky's latest outboard motor. Look at that thing go. Skipping over the waves. Beautiful. No boat, no driver, just the motor. Now we have two outboard motors racing.
Two motors.
Here they come. Two. That's great. Can you do three?
Not tonight.
Okay, we'll try another kind of racing. How about sports cars?
Folks, this is Glack Wheelie, trackside, here at the International Raceway for Sports Cars, Riverside, California. We're here on the straightaway, and these cars are really coming by. I mean to tell you, these cars are the fastest in the world, and we're right here on the...
That's a big one.
I hope you folks at home can hear the sound of my voice over the roar of these powerful engines.
Roar!
All right. Oh, we're on a hairpin corner here. We've got a car coming in now. Oh, yeah, it's Phil Hill. He's coming into the corner. Shifting on fifth gear, fourth, third, second, first, around the corner. Into the straightaway. These cars are really coming in, folks. Here comes little Bobby Unser. He's a winner. Fifth gear, fourth, third, second, first, around. Folks, it's been a long race. Yeah. Well, we're still here. Look out there. There's a car spinning out towards the broadcast booth. He's headed right towards us.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, but what about this guy over here?
He's thrown clear.
It must be the driver. Give him artificial respiration.
Keep the crowd back, please.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Faster.
That's a girl.
Here, here. It's my wreck.
I will see
you. Get the other side.
Leave her alone. We don't want to kill her.
That's not artificial.
Oh, come on. That's not the driver either.
Oh, sorry, ma'am.
Look.
Here comes the ambulance.
Hang on, buddy. Come on. Hang on, Smith. Watch the crowd there. Back it up in here. Come on, little father. Back it up, little father. Come on.
No.
You ran over him. You dumb.
Well, it just goes to show.
What?
You've got to be more careful.
Yes.
Skiles and Henderson, that's the name of the group, the name of the album, Do It, Do It, Do It, ran a long time ago, yeah. Well, this is Knock on Wood, I'm Steve Chorney. Harry loves Jell-O.
Boy, do I love Jell-O.
Yep, he's been eating nothing but Jell-O for a week now, and I'm sick of watching him do it. First of all, it's bad for your health. What about nutrition?
Jell-O has lots of nutrition.
Like what?
It's fruity.
You're grasping at straws.
Only before the Jell-O sets. After that, you could get hurt if you try to suck it up with a straw.
He has Jell-O molds that he's been showing us.
I collect them. For instance, here's a mold in the shape of Richard Nixon's head. After he died, this was created as a memorial to the great president, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the cool thing is, when it's sitting on the dinner table and you shake it, his jowls shake back and forth. I'm not a crook!
Well, what are the toy soldiers for?
Oh, you know what I like to do, Steve? I like to embed my toy soldiers into the jello before it sets. Then when it's served, I pretend the soldiers are the victims of Pompeii. You know, they've been trapped by lava emitting from Mount Vesuvius. I have to dig them out, but it's too late. They're dead. So I eat the lava.
You sure like jello.
You know what I wish? I wish that everything I touched turned to jello.
Be careful, Harry. You remember what happened to Midas.
No.
He wanted everything he touched to turn to gold. And look where that got him.
He ended up opening a very successful chain of muffler shops?
No, not quite.
See this jello ball, Steve?
That one already has jello in it.
Yeah. I poured it in this morning. It's set. It's in the shape of Aladdin's lamp. I'll just pour it out on the plate here. There we go. Voila! Aladdin's lamp of jello. Now I'll just rub it and see if I can get a genie to appear.
Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. You might get what you wish for.
Yeah, right, Steve. Here we go. Just here we go. I'm rubbing it and, whoa! Seems to be working! Oh, no, look! It's a genie! He's starting to appear!
Someone call me!
Hey, look. It's a genie, Steve.
What do you want, kid?
Well, wait, aren't you supposed to say, your wish is my command, or something like that?
Sure. Now what do you want?
I want everything I touch to become jello.
A piece of cake.
Not cake, jello!
Jello.
Not jello cake, just jello!
All right, here goes. Your wish is my command.
He's gone. He's back in the jello lamp. You know, I'm getting a little hungry. Why don't we eat that lamp? It looks like it's cherry-flavored, my favorite.
Steve, what do we need that lamp for? Whatever I touch turns to jello now. I can finally have as much jello as I want. See that yellow pencil there?
Sure.
Let's see if it works. I'll just pick it up and... Look! It just turned to jello!
Wow.
It's good, too. It's lemony.
Well, now that everything you touch turns to jello, I hope you don't eat too much.
Hey! There's always room for jello.
I didn't need that. The other night, I hung up my hat, shut the light, I couldn't find my cat. Lay down my head, slept like the dead, but the cat was scratching its claws on the waterbed. I was snoring, the water was pouring, Dad tripped through the door on the slippery floor, fell on his rump, gave him a bump. I'm grounded for a week, so listen when I speak. I'm down so low, if I cheered up, I'd still be depressed. I'm so tap, rap, flap, flap, bap, and zap, my sister gave my last cupcake away. Had a hungry tummy, but the fridge was bare. The piggy bank said, there's no money here, so out of luck, I borrowed a buck. The money in my pocket, I left like a rocket ship. The bike had a flat, I didn't need that, so I hopped the fence, but I ripped my pants. The groceries were a no-siri, there was a hole in my pocket where my money had been.
Brilliant relatives will we talk about tonight?
Brilliant relatives?
Yeah.
Oh, George, you're making it difficult for me.
I know I am.
Well, there's so many of them, it's going to be hard to choose.
Yeah, just a family of geniuses. I guess there's no such thing as a normal Alan.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
Me too.
Of course, the one we're most proud of was Mozart Alan, the famous conductor and composer.
Mozart Alan? Is he living yet?
Not yet.
You're right. Is he living yet?
Not yet.
I heard right. What kind of music did he write?
Well, the first thing he wrote was his Symphony 97.
That's the first thing?
Yes. Well, he figured he'd have a better chance if people didn't think he was just
a beginner. Just a beginner, yes.
For many years, he starved in a tiny room in San Francisco, and he was so discouraged and blue that one day he would have cut his throat if it wasn't for the girl next door.
She helped him?
No, she was using his razor.
Well, if it hadn't been for her, he wouldn't be living yet.
No, not yet. Well, anyway, it was so cold in his room, you see, he didn't have any heat, but he still practiced his piano 16 hours a day.
How did it keep warm?
Well, he played it from the inside.
But the starving genius kept on writing music.
Yes, during that time, he wrote, his Fugue to a Boiled Chicken.
Fugue to a Boiled Chicken.
And his Pot Roast Sonata.
Pot Roast Sonata.
And the Bacon and Egg Overture for Flute and Cello.
Flute and Cello. Kind of strange titles.
Well, he couldn't help it. Whatever he smelled the neighbor's cooking, he wrote.
They sound like very danceable numbers. What would you say was his most famous composition?
Oh, George, everybody knows it. The Chihuahua Serenade.
Oh, a Mexican joke.
No. He called it that in honor of the little dog who helped him write it.
With the Chihuahua?
Well, in a way, you see, Mozart couldn't afford a metronome, so he had his little dog sit at the piano and wag his tail and give him the beat.
Must have been a pretty ridiculous-looking sight.
No, the dog was looking the other way.
Well, look, Tracy, you cleared everything up at one. When I asked you whether your cousin was living yet, you said not yet. Does that mean he's dead or alive?
Well, George, of course, who isn't?
Well, Tracy, have you got another relative we can talk about tonight?
Well, I just got a letter from my cousin, Audubon Allen, the most famous bird lover in San Francisco.
Audubon Allen, and he loves birds. He's a bird lover, huh?
He sent the letter by carrier pigeon.
Well, that's true. How long does it take for the bird to deliver the letter?
8 weeks.
That long for a pigeon to fly here from San Francisco?
The weather was nice, so he walked.
And your cousin really loves birds, huh?
Oh, he certainly does. He has 2 bird baths in his backyard.
2 of them?
George, don't you know that birds are male and female?
Well, I suspect it as much. After all, they do have little birds.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Nothing. I just thought you asked a question and I'd answer it. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Well, Cousin Audubon made quite a bit of money selling articles to the Bird Lovers Gazette.
Such as what?
Well, such as, I cured a parrot that stuttered.
Cured a parrot that stuttered.
Yes, and I taught a hummingbird to sing the lyrics.
A hummingbird to sing the lyrics?
Yes, and...
That sounds great.
Well, his best article was, I improved an owl's grammar.
How did he do that?
He taught it to say whom.
Now, there's an achievement that only an Allen wouldn't be ashamed of.
Yeah, is that great? Improved an owl's grammar. I taught it to say whom. That's Burns and Allen. Gracie Allen was so wonderful, wasn't she? Okay, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Harry rubbed this lamp that he made out of Jell-O, and, well, this Jell-O genie appeared, and Harry requested that everything he touches turns to Jell-O. That's how much Harry loves Jell-O. Midas had his gold. Harry has his Jell-O. Only it's turning into a real problem, as I thought it would. He's been futzing around on the table here, and everything he touches is turning to Jell-O. These cassettes, pencils, CDs, even the script is turning into Jell-O.
I'll eat the script for you if you want.
No, then we won't know where to go with this.
Oh, I know where I'm going, Steve. I'm going to touch the biggest thing I can find, like a refrigerator or a car. But why stop there? I'll touch City Hall. Then I'll eat it. I love Jell-O.
All right, but before you go, you better tie your shoe or you'll trip. If you trip, you'll have to reach out and touch the sidewalk, and, well, then the sidewalk will turn into Jell-O, and you'll be walking on Jell-O all the way to City Hall.
Good point. It's hard to walk on Jell-O. Let me just tie my shoe here. Oh, look, Steve, I bent down to tie my shoe, and now it's Jell-O.
Wow, you better touch your other shoe so you have a pair.
All right, here we go. Oh, look at that! I'm wearing Jell-O shoes!
Yeah, ooh.
See, look what happens when I walk around, Steve. It feels funny walking around in these things.
Bet they get worn out a lot quicker.
Yeah, but they're a lot more comfortable.
Sounds squishy to me.
Well, I'm off. Off to Dutch City Hall. Wait, I gotta bring a spoon. Do you mind if I take this one, Steve?
No.
Oh, no! Oh, no! I touched the spoon and now it turned into Jell-O. How am I gonna eat City Hall without a spoon?
Now you're starting to see why I advised you not to become a Jell-O Midas.
Well, at least I'll have a napkin. Hand me that napkin.
All right. Here you go.
Oh, no, the napkin turned into Jell-O. Mmm. Tastes good, though.
You'll have to eat with your hands.
I suppose. Well, I'm off. I'll see you later, Steve. Oh, wait a sec. I can't get out. The doorknob just turned into Jell-O. You'll have to help me out.
All right, but go stand over there. I don't want you touching me.
All right, Steve.
All right, let me take a look at this thing. Wait. Oh, man, I can't open this door. The knob is all squishy. We're stuck in here.
Oh, great.
Look, you're going to have to sit still and stop touching things. Otherwise, the whole room will become Jell-O.
And that's bad?
I've never met anyone who likes Jell-O as much as you.
Listen, I got an idea. I'll touch the newsroom window. Get over here. There we go. Look, the window is turned into Jell-O.
So, you can still see into the other room. It's just a bit more opaque.
But don't you see, Steve? Now I can get out of here. I'll just push my way right through the window. Oh, this is fun. See you later.
There he goes. To the window. Only now there's no window there. Just a lot of Jell-O.
Blueberry pie, he walks on by.
Bette Midler sang that, yeah. And that's from an album called In Harmony, a Sesame Street record. And ooh, all kinds of wonderful people on this. The Doobie Brothers, James Taylor, Carly Simon. Oh, Linda Ronstadt, Livingston Taylor, Lucy Simon, George Benson. Good company, yeah. Okay, it's Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. If you're tuning in real late, I'll tell you what's going on. Harry's headed out. He rubbed a lamp, made a genie appear, and asked the genie to give him the Midas touch. Only instead of gold, everything Harry touches is Jell-O. He loves Jell-O. He's going to head over to the city hall and touch it. Then he's going to eat it. That may be the only way he can satisfy his craving for Jell-O. He's eaten nothing but Jell-O all week. Jell-O stew, Jell-O sandwiches, Jell-O omelets. It's disgusting, actually. Maybe if he eats city hall, finally get it out of his system. Ooh, ooh, ha.
Ah, Steve!
How you know better than to try to come through the door? You just turned it into Jell-O.
Well, that's nothing. You should see what I've been up to.
What? What? Did you make it to City Hall?
Well, I decided to drive instead of walk.
Oh, no. You didn't take my car, did you?
I tried. It's hard to drive a car made out of Jell-O.
Great. Oh, man, that was an expensive car. All right, what else have you touched?
Well, I leaned up against a fire hydrant to peruse the situation. Big mistake.
I hope there's no fire soon.
That'll be funny, Steve. Firemen attach a hose to the hydrant, start squirting Jell-O onto the fire. Everyone in the front office is freaking out here at the station. I touched a few things on my way out. Photocopy machine for one. It's Jell-O.
Can't you just sit still for 1 minute and stop touching things?
I suppose. Hand me that pencil.
Mm-hmm. What? Here. What do you want with it?
Thank you. Well, I'll just sit here and snack on the pencil for a while.
Yeah, you do that now that it's made out of Jell-O.
Oh, Steve, you have some food on your cheek there. Here, I'll wipe it off.
Harry, don't!
Whoops. Steve! Talk to me! Oh, no! I turned my old buddy into Jell-O! This is horrible! If I poke him with my finger, he makes a funny sound! Who's gonna make me talk now? In fact, who is making me talk now? This is so confusing! See what my greed for Jell-O has done. Everything around me is turning into a shambles. Wait, the lamp. The Jell-O ramp. I'll rub it. Maybe I can squeeze another wish out of the Jell-O genie. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Okay. I'll just give it a rub here and... He's coming out. He's coming out. He's appearing.
Hello.
I turned my buddy into Jell-O.
So...
Can't you do something?
You want a spoon?
I don't like this. Everything I touch turns to Jell-O.
There's nothing I can do.
Hey, if you don't do something, I'll turn you into Jell-O. Come here. I'm going to give you a big hug.
Get away from me. Get away from me.
Change my power back and stop this curse on me.
All right. Shh. Some people, your wish... He's my command.
Harry, what happened?
I accidentally turned you into Jell-O. But it's over now, Steve. I can touch things again and nothing happens. And look, everything I touched before has gone back to what it was. Look, I'm touching. Nothing is turning into Jell-O.
The pencils, the CDs, they're all back. Everything except the lamp, which was... Jell-O before this all started.
Hand me that spoon, will ya?
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna eat that lamp!
Back over is produced at Falcone Studios, Woodstock, New York. Closer to Chris by me, Steve Chorney. SteveChorney.com. This was videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes. An email address, salesman@ourlivestageshows.com. And if you visit WKXC.org, click on Archives and type in Knock on Wood. You can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs. And remember, be kind to your children.
Someday they're going to be choosing a nursing home.